welcome to Free Talk Live. This is hour number three with Daryl and Nimmy filling in for Mark and Ian, who are on their way back to beautiful New Hampshire from sunny San Jose, California. And you can call in, talk about whatever you like, 855-450-FREE. We have been all over the place during the first 2 hours talking about a Berkeley man who was beaten nearly to death by police because he did not sign a parking ticket or a traffic ticket fast enough for them. He said he wanted to read the ticket first. And then someone called in, wanted to talk about the tornadoes in Oklahoma. Some kids were arrested for water balloons. And, Nimmy, you have a story about a lot more instances of kids basically being mistreated by police.
Treated as adults.
And arrested for innocent things that kids do.
Or did when we were kids, anyway.
Yes.
But then now they're apparently criminal. So,
and
you know, six-year-old needs a criminal record, really.
We talked about the meltdown of a certain restaurant owner and then restaurant experiences. And before we talk about the criminalization of childhood...
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I've got a story from Reuters about some French people from France, in France, who are being forced to pay income taxes that are over 100% of what their income was last year. The article says more than 8,000 French households' tax bills topped 100% of their income last year, according to the business newspaper L'Echo, and this was reported on Saturday, citing the finance ministry data. The newspaper said that the exceptionally high level of taxation was due to a one-off levy last year on 2011 incomes for households with assets of more than 1.3 million euro, equivalent to 1.67 million U.S. dollars. President François Hollande's socialist government imposed the tax surcharge last year shortly after taking office to offset the impact of a rebate scheme created by its conservative predecessor to cap an individual's overall taxation at 50% of income. The government has been forced to redraft a proposed bill to levy a temporary 75% tax on earnings over 1 million euro, which had been one of Hollande's campaign pledges. The Constitutional Council has judged such a high rate of taxation to be unfair, leaving the government to rehash it to companies rather than individuals. Since then, a top administrative court has determined that a marginal tax rate higher than 66.66% on a single household risked being considered as confiscatory by the council.
You know, it says 66%?
Yes.
It's almost? Okay. Just so I'm clear.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And Les Echos reported that nearly 12,000 households paid taxes last year worth more than 75% of their 2011 revenues due to the exceptional levy. And then it says here, one U.S. dollar is worth 0.7798 euros. So what I find interesting is that the conservative government in France wanted to cap taxation at 50% of an individual's income.
This is mostly for socialist medicine, is it not? Socialized medicine?
I think it's mostly for just socialism in France general.
Now,
because my understanding is that the payroll taxes are 100%. To where for every euro that I pay you, I must give the French government one euro. So basically, business owners are paying a 100% tax for employing an individual.
Now, we talk about expats here on Free Talk Live quite frequently. And this really came to my attention early this year when Gerard Depardieu, is a French actor.
Yes.
He actually renounced his French citizenship over this tax and became a citizen of Russia. Bless his heart. And just reading this, a 75% tax, which has been subsequently ruled unconstitutional, but he's, you know, it's raised the tax on earned income over 1 million euros to 75% from the current high of 41%. And Gerard Depardieu says, I've never killed anyone. I don't think I've been unworthy. I've paid 145 million euro in taxes over 45 years of life, Mr. Depardieu said in an open letter mid-December to Prime Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault, who called the actor pathetic, said, I will neither complain nor brag, but I refuse to be called pathetic. I certainly would take offense to that if I had shelled out $145 million for my fellow neighbor.
Yeah. And that's
I'm sorry, you're not doing enough.
Ridiculous that somebody has had that much money stolen from him by a government, and yet he's being called selfish because he doesn't want to give any more.
Yeah.
Now, if people cannot see that taxation is theft based solely on this, to where people are having more than their entire year's earning taken from them in an income tax, then I don't really know how to explain it as theft. You know, because if these people decide that they don't want to pay, if somebody refuses to send in a check or turn over their bank account or whatever it is that they would have to do to pay this tax that equates to more than what they earned last year, then what's going to happen? Most likely, some cops will show up. And I'm guessing cops in France have guns. I don't really know. I
believe they do.
I know there's the joke about, you know, the French rifle being for sale, that it was never actually used, but it was dropped once by a member of the military.
Oh,
you've heard the joke.
Sure I have.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that the cops in France have guns. If not, they definitely have something. They'll bring a little miniature guillotine to your house. I don't know. But if you don't pay, then they will extract it by force.
Or put you in jail. Take what you have and put you in jail.
Take everything you have. Right. Now, if I, all of a sudden, as Emperor of Earth, decreed that, Nimmy, you must give me $100, that would be considered, you know, ludicrous. But if I then pulled out weaponry and said, Nimmy, if you don't give me $100, I will put you in a cage.
I don't have $100, Daryl.
Well, then I
have to... even if I did, I wouldn't give it to you.
I have to put you in a cage.
Because I need to eat, and I need to pay my medical bills, and I need to keep a roof over my house.
But you have to pay your taxes to the Emperor of Earth.
First. So take care of everyone else first, then myself?
You have to pay your taxes to the Emperor of Earth, otherwise I will put you in jail.
Hmm.
That is obviously theft, because I, as Emperor of Earth, have no legitimacy to impose taxation. But yet people think that, you know, governments that are recognized by other governments have legitimacy to steal and plunder and do whatever.
Majority rule.
Yeah, and France is a very interesting place, because Frederick Bastiat, the famous philosopher, was from France and wrote that, you know, government is, I forget exactly how he said it, government is when everybody tries to live at the expense of everybody else. Your calls welcome. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. You take control. Bring up what you want.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Call in, talk about whatever you want. Phone lines are open, and Nimi, you've got some stuff that you came across. Basically, the criminalization of childhood.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that in just a second. But if you need some storable food for an emergency, and there are some emergencies going on right now, tornadoes, for example. There's also blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, and that's just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family, and cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO or GMO-free, 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $1.50 a meal. That's on half average the cost of the competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. They put an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options are available. They are the best in price, storability, and taste. And free shipping on all orders. So go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and get some great specials. It is food.freetalklive.com. So, Nimmy, Darryl, tell me about childhood becoming a crime.
Oh, gosh. We have, in Massachusetts, Charlton Library sends police to collect overdue books from a five-year-old. A Charlton mom says her local library crossed the line when they sent police to collect her daughter's overdue library books.
What was the book?
They're kids' books.
I gather that because it was a five-year-old.
There's a picture here of it's the new baby book from anyway.
Okay.
It's a kid's book, okay?
I didn't know if it was a really good kid's book that you might want to read four or five times and then maybe be overdue for a day or two.
Yeah, well, no, this is several months overdue, which they either needed to be returned or paid for.
Right.
And so a police sergeant stopped by the home to let them know that these books were overdue and needed to be returned or paid for. The mom says, I thought it was way overboard. I closed my door and looked at my daughter. She started crying. The daughter asked if the police were going to arrest her. She said she was scared. They found and returned the books, but Haley's mom argues that sending a cop to their house was like pounding a 10-penny nail with a sledgehammer. Even Sergeant Dowdy admits he wasn't real keen on it. Nobody wanted to get involved with this on this end, he said. But I'm the low man on the totem pole. The chief delegated, and I was the guy who took the call. Now, state law in Massachusetts, because we love Massachusetts, I know I love Massachusetts, state law does outline a misdemeanor charge for such things, because it's appropriate in this instance to charge a five-year-old. So police thought a friendly reminder might make a better impression and get better results than a cold summons to court. The Benoits, the family, insists they never got any warnings. Now, my understanding, at least in my dealings with the library, is if you lose a book, it's a civil matter. If the city would like to sue you or the library would like to sue you to recover their costs, that's a civil matter.
One would think.
Involving the police, it comes into a criminal matter.
Having the librarian just call.
Make a phone call?
And say, Miss Benoit, the book that your five-year-old... That's how... B-E-N...
Benoit. It's not Benoit.
O-I-T. Benoit. It's a French name. It's Benoit.
Okay. So that's how they say it in France, right, Darryl? Sorry, go ahead.
It is a French name, correct?
We say Benoit. In New Hampshire, it's Benoit. It's kind of like Concord, not Concord. It's
okay,
Benoit.
Well, there was a pro wrestler that I was a fan of before he went crazy, killed his family and himself. His last name was Benoit.
Okay.
So I say Benoit.
You can say Benoit.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
But anyway, the librarian could have picked up the telephone call and said, "Yeah, remember the Dr. Seuss book that your five-year-old checked out? It should have been back about a month ago.
Right.
Could you please return
Take
that?
A look around. Maybe got lost in a backpack somewhere.
But instead,
you
they're
send
going
the
to
cops
send the cops
after a five-year-old.
Yeah.
And that's just to me, it's.
My second cousin, who co-wrote the screenplay for the movie Full Metal Jacket, was arrested and spent 6 months in prison for overdue library books. They claim that he stole them because he had a storage unit full of books. So it's very likely that he did. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know if he had any intention to return the books.
I've certainly lost library books. It happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go make amends.
Yeah.
You go pay your price. But I would be certainly less inclined to do so if, oh, gee, by the way, Ms. Jones, we're here from the King Police Department, and we see that you have this book that's 3 weeks overdue. Are you kidding? Is it really that slow a news day in this town that they have to send cops out after kids for library books?
Yeah.
Really? And I wish it were a singular incident. You see an uptick of this probably in the last 10, 15 years, as we were saying in previous segments. It's really a crime to be a kid now.
Yes.
So is government's job to raise your proverbial crotch fruit and teach them what is right and wrong? And this is ideally what the government is saying is wrong.
Yeah.
You can't.
It is illegal to be a child. And before you get to the next criminalization of childhood, we have a call from Brian, who is in northern Wyoming, listening via iTunes, wants to talk about Amazon coins. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Emmy.
Hey, Daryl. Hear me? Proverbial crotch coins. Now, that one needs
fruit.
To be...
Crotch fruit is the term I use.
Proverbial crotch.
Crotch fruit. That's right. It's not the government's job to raise them. I mean, I've seen this advancement in the last, probably, like I said, 10, 15 years, where the shift has really become shifted onto schools and governments. A friend of mine is a principal at an elementary school here in New Hampshire, and he said, you know, they now feed kids breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They now have to find ways to entertain kids after school because parents are working, single family households.
I was one of those latchkey kids.
You know,
I had a key and
you go home,
let myself
you entertain
into
yourself.
The house.
And now it's, I mean, at what point does it really stop? But, and this is what we get for really kind of shirking a responsibility of raising children or of taking personal responsibility. It's not the librarian's job to chase down this five-year-old, Daryl. It's the police's job.
Yeah. So, Brian, what's on your mind about the Amazon coin?
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you don't mind if I change the subject here for a moment.
Do it, do it.
I was a last
Certainly.
Kid, too. I would like to have some Amazon coins. I didn't hear anybody talk about it at the Bitcoin conference. I wasn't there, but, you know, listen. You know,
I haven't heard anything about it either. I'd
I
like to know more after the break.
About these. Brian, hold on. And I actually did hit the hold button. I didn't drop Brian. Hold on. We'll bring you back in the next segment, and we'll talk about Amazon coins, because I've heard a little bit about these. This is Free Talk Live, and
you're in control.
Your calls are welcome. 855-453.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the final half hour of hour number three with Daryl
and Emmy
filling in for Mark and Ian, who are on their way back from Bitcoin 2013 in San Jose, California. They'll be back tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
But in the meantime, it's Daryl and Emmy taking over. And before we get back to Brian, I want to tell you about the School Sucks Project. The School Sucks Project is a podcast call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com where you can register an account to participate in the forums, suggest show topics, and access years of archives. That's schoolsucksproject.com. So, Brian in Northern Wyoming wants to talk about the Amazon coins. You said that you're interested in these.
I would
so
not say
what
that I'm
interests you
I
in the Amazon coin?
I'm interested in your opinion on them.
Oh, you're interested in my opinion. From what I know of Amazon coins, it is basically Amazon calling their gift card coins.
Yeah.
They're starting out, they gave people who are Amazon Kindle Fire owners
$5
worth of free Amazon coins, and each coin is worth one penny. And if you buy in bulk, it doesn't say how much of a bulk, but if you buy in bulk, you can get discounts up to 10%.
Now I have a question.
Oh, yes. Man. Yeah.
My understanding, I've done some, I'm kind of behind the times when it comes to e-readers, but my understanding is Amazon's Kindle is very proprietary in that if you buy a Kindle, you have to buy everything you buy through Amazon. You can't go support your local bookstore retailers, so you would need to go with a different product. Can you use Amazon coins anywhere other than Amazon?
No.
That was my exact point, is
no.
Basically Bitcoin has influenced basically like probably the best marketer on the whole entire planet to date, Amazon. And I think, do you guys think that they come up with these on their own, or they just said, oh, Bitcoin's doing this, so they come up with Amazon coins all of a sudden?
But let's see what we can do. You know, they're this multi-billion dollar corporation. Facebook did the same thing, if memory serves. There's Facebook coins, or at least there was.
Yeah.
Some sort of, you know, currency that you use at the site. I don't really...
Yeah.
Do a lot of business with proprietary stuff like that, so I'm more inclined to not go into the Amazon coin thing unless I'm somebody that does a lot of business at Amazon.
Yeah, it's just sort of
and
like
I'm not that person.
You can get the Starbucks rewards card and put money on that.
Exactly.
And then when you shop
exactly.
and use the card, then you get points based on how much you purchase. It's basically, from what I understand, it's Amazon's version of that.
I just wanted to let people know that guess what? All you can buy is apps with Amazon coins. With
really?
Bitcoin, what could you buy? You could buy
so
all
any Amazon coin. You can buy you can download Kindle book. You can download books for your Kindle with
so
the Amazon
proprietary.
Coin.
You can only do business with Amazon.
Only with
I think
Amazon.
I think you'll see
Amazon.
that's going to be the bane of their existence. I think they've made a tremendous mistake. In limiting the Kindle, I think they're trying to you know force people to do business with them, and people don't do that when you know if they're going to make it so difficult, they're going to go with something like Bitcoin or FRNs down at their local Toadstool bookshop. You know
exactly, Remy. But here's the one point I want to throw out, and then I'll hang up, and you guys could talk about it. Is what if they actually opened up these Amazon coins to buy Amazon products? And
well, my understanding
and
is
writers
that
could actually do stuff and get Amazon coins for their stuff. I don't know. I just wanted to throw that out there. I don't think it's anything near Bitcoin, and definitely it's a controlled market. It's nothing like Bitcoin, but
yeah.
Certainly.
I just wanted to throw that out there for.
All right.
Well, thank you
call,
very
Brian.
Much. I hadn't heard about it, and I always appreciate learning new stuff.
Yeah. My understanding of the Amazon coin is that you can purchase pretty much anything from Amazon. It might be limited to you can only purchase things for your Kindle.
I just really.
But, yeah. It's definitely not anywhere near as
flexible
as Bitcoin or even Litecoin.
Yeah.
Which is basically, it's being called the virtual currency silver to Bitcoin's gold. So, Nimi, tell us a couple more of these
childhood. Criminalized childhood. It really comes from the zero tolerance kind of situation, and as I said in previous segments, it's the people who have weapons that are high, like, what's the word Ian uses? Upstanding. An upstanding individual in the community, a Eagle Scout who's on the rifle team, left a gun in his car, and now he's expelled, and his life is ruined.
Yeah.
You know? So here's a girl in North Carolina. Small knife in her lunchbox got her suspended and charged with weapons possession. So she's 17 years old. She actually accidentally took her father's lunchbox to Southern Lee High School in October instead of her own lunchbox. School officials searched the lunchbox along with several other students' possessions, probably looking for drugs. Now, the dad said the lunchbox had a paring knife inside so he could slice up an apple that was in the box. It's an honest mistake. It was supposed
How
to be
dare you
my
try
lunch,
to slice
she said.
An apple.
It was supposed to be my lunch because it was a whole apple. I guess her apples were cut before she went to school, so she wouldn't have to worry about cutting them or needing a knife or just using her teeth like a normal person, I guess.
I remember when I was in elementary school, and when I would take my lunch in, the apples would be cut for me before I went to school. And because apples turn some sort of weird yellowy color when exposed to air,
sure.
I would always have this nasty-looking apple to eat.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So sorry. I think lemon juice fixes that problem, but do you want lemon juicy flavored apples. I don't know.
If you boil apples in a mixture of lemon juice, orange juice, brown sugar, cinnamon, and honey, they are delicious.
That just sounds gross.
And then you have orange cider as a leftover byproduct.
Yuck. More power to you, man. That's cool.
It is amazing.
Okay.
I told you, I can cook.
I trust your
judgment. I just don't like doing it only for myself.
That's cool. So I'm going to tell you more about this athlete here who's been suspended for taking her dad's paring knife to school and this oversight. The athlete takes college-level advanced placement courses, was suspended for the remainder of the school year. So this is October last year. She was suspended from school, banned from campus, and was charged with misdemeanor possession of a weapon on school grounds. So again, we come back to misdemeanor. Is this girl looking at a year in prison?
Because her life is going to be ruined because somebody does not know how to look at
discretion.
Individual.
It's discretion.
Yeah.
This zero tolerance is disgusting because you have people who come in and say, "Oh, this is completely ridiculous," but I think I'm gonna go after, what was it? It said in a previous article, go after a 10-penny piece with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
10-penny nail with a sledgehammer. That's exactly what this is. People, common sense and discretion are gone.
Yeah.
This poor girl is 17 years old. She says that she finds the punishment particularly alarming because she's never been in trouble before. She's in AP classes. She's no slouch. She's got a brain in her head. You know, she said, I don't understand why they even would begin to point the finger at me and use me as an example. But under school policy, principals can determine discipline on a case-by-case basis. This one decided discretion was not the better part of valor.
That is insane. And if you have any crazy criminalized childhood stories, we can fit you in the last segment. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live with Daryl
and Nemi.
This is the final segment. Still time for your calls. 855-450-FREE. And before we get back to the stories about criminalized childhood, I want to tell you about ScoreBig.com. Now that baseball is in full swing, the question is, how can you have fun at the game but not break the bank? The first place you need to go for tickets is ScoreBig.com, where you can save up to 60% on great tickets. That's up to 60%. Every ticket on ScoreBig.com is below box office price, and there are never any fees. ScoreBig.com has all the best sports tickets, shows, and family events in your area. Whether it's baseball, and ScoreBig has tickets for every major league team, or even the NFL is now available. Half the season for the NFL is on the site, and many more games are coming up each day. They've even got great theater and family shows, too. Disney on Ice, Cirque du Soleil, Sesame Street Live, and lots more. Plus, exclusive offers for radio listeners. Go to ScoreBig.com, click on the radio button, and enter the code FTL. And at ScoreBig, that lets you take an extra $15 off on your first purchase. Don't forget, click on the radio button and enter FTL, as in Free Talk Live. That's FTL. And ScoreBig will get you an extra $15 off. It's already below box office prices. Now that is the smart way to have fun. Nemi,
tell me about some smart ways to not have fun. To get arrested for being a kid?
Yeah, basically, you know, being arrested for doing things that when we were 7 and 12 years old, it was just considered being a kid.
School security guards in Palmdale, California, have been caught on camera assaulting a 16-year-old girl and breaking her arm after she spilled some cake during lunch and left some crumbs on the floor after cleaning it up. The incident occurred in September 2007 at night school in Palmdale and was caught on a cell phone camera by another pupil who was also then assaulted by the school security guards. This is 6 years ago. I know we like new news here at Free Talk Live,
crumbs.
But this I wanted to mention.
And filming said assault over and then, the breadcrumbs.
And then being assaulted for essentially cop blocking. So
before CopBlock was CopBlock.
Was CopBlock. So good for these people. Yeah. I see something wrong going on. It takes a lot of courage to whip out that cell phone and really, you know, take a stand because you are drawing attention to yourself.
I feel like an old curmudgeon by saying, when I was in high school, we didn't have cell phones.
You know, I wish we had. I can certainly think of several occasions that I would have been very grateful to have a video feed of what happened. So that, you know, kids today at least have that. But look at what they're battling. They're looking. Yeah. It's a police state in these schools. And give me a break. It broke her arm. A 16-year-old, because she spilled some cake during lunch.
That is ridiculous.
Yep. Now, even more shocking development, security guards later had the mother of the girl arrested after she sought out...
The mother.
Yep, the mother of the girl, after she sought out an attorney and demanded that the guard be arrested. So the security guards told the mother that if she wanted the guard detained, then she herself would also be charged with battery after she allegedly pushed the guard and an assistant principal of the school. She's also been suspended from her job at another school in the county. The school expelled the student for 5 days before having her arrested for battery and littering. Littering, because she dropped the cake. Then they had the pupil who captured the video arrested along with his sister, who was merely present at the scene. This incident serves as another unbelievable case in the wave of and this is 2007, the wave of police brutality sweeping the country. Recent days, we have covered multiple incidents of this nature. We see it all the time. I mean, and now it's, I mean, you and I certainly know the CopBlock guys, so we see news releases from them all the time.
Yeah. This is not just CopBlock. I do those police accountability reports, so I'm reading these stories every week. And just getting frustrated because I'm reading about these things and knowing that nobody is being held accountable.
And really, this is a synopsis that I was hoping to get at. Commentators have linked the increased cases of brutality with a post-9/11 mentality in America where civil liberties have been totally diminished and the anointed authorities simply consider themselves above the law.
Yeah. I remember when I was in high school, and as I mentioned earlier, I went to a blue ribbon school, which means that it was deemed to be one of the best in the country. But my high school was, I believe, the first high school in the state of Alabama to have video cameras installed in the hallways. And back in the 90s, we called the school Hewitt Trustville's Maximum Security Prison.
Really?
Because it was, you know, one of those sort of, there are cameras in the hallway. Nobody else that we knew that went to other schools had cameras in their school.
And now I've brought in 3 stories of show prep where kids are required to thumb scan when they show up to a class to check in and check out. So attendance records. So the school has a copy of your fingerprint on file. I have friends.
And down in San Antonio, where I used to live, there's the Northside Independent School District that is putting the RFID tags in the student ID cards.
Yep, that's right.
And then tracking to make sure that the students are in class. They claim that they can't tell whether or not the student is where they are on campus of the school. But
well, there are those awesome RFID walking wallets.
Not,
right.
You know, they can tell, oh, you're not in class. Let's see where you are. Oh, you're over on the other side of the school building.
Baloney.
Yeah.
Baloney. So there's this great quote in here, too. When you start going overboard and using laws to control non-illegal behavior, I mean, if any adult dropped cake on the floor in a cafeteria, would they be arrested for littering? Would they have their arm broken?
I clean a local... I'm not really sure what type of store. It's a big box retailer store. And inside said big box retailer, there's a coffee shop and then a pizza, a hot dog shop. And there is popcorn all over the floor, both behind the counter where people are working and on the other side of the counter where people are eating and sitting. Do I think that said big box retailers should arrest people for dropping popcorn? Absolutely not.
And if they should
ask the people that work there to clean up messes that they make? Yeah, probably.
If they did arrest people for making a mess, how often would I go to that store? I certainly wouldn't.
Probably never.
I would never go there.
I don't even shop there just because the way Keene is laid out, there's no easy way to get there.
You're riding in the wrong car. So,
is a fancy footbridge that if I could drive over that, I could get there a little bit easier.
Well, it's our three-season footbridge because, remember, it wasn't in the budget to actually clear snow off said footbridge.
Yes,
so
that cost $2.3 million.
And wasn't
finished. And only $100,000 of that was actually raised through private donations.
Goodness gracious.
And they chalk that up of, see, there's great community support for this because we raised $100,000 through private money.
That's right.
And the rest of it came from government grants.
Somebody with $100,000 wanted a bridge. I'm going to come back to this. We only have a few minutes left.
Yeah.
There are a couple more points I want to make on the criminalization of childhood.
Yes.
You know, when you're an adult, if you're issued a ticket, or if you're not in school, you're issued a ticket or you're arrested for something, you have an opportunity to go before a judge and, in theory, plead your case.
Right.
But what recourse do these kids in school really have? I don't think...
None.
So it's arbitrary, it's capricious, and it's heavy-handed.
I was in junior high, my eighth-grade history teacher told us that you do not have rights until you turn 18 years old.
Mm.
But at least whenever you got detention, you would go to either the principal or the vice principal, and then they acted as judge, and you pled your case of, no, I wasn't really chewing gum, or whatever it is that you got in trouble for. And then they would decide, well, I deem you guilty, you have detention.
That's right. You know, I would ask anyone who's having kids, take responsibility, please, because I really don't want to. It's not my job.
Yes.
Have a good night, guys.
Free Talk Live. Tune in tomorrow when Mark and Ian are back. But tonight it was fun with Daryl and Nimmy.
Thanks, Daryl.
This is Free Talk Live, 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.